you too. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton.
Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is the quick hit from SPAC Night 2, Saturday. We are joined by the Vic. Steve, thanks for joining us.
How are you guys? Love you.
Love you. So great.
Doing great.
Not as great as you, obviously, but we're going to get to that show discussion in a sec. I just want to point out we've been including photos from different people from these shows, and Steve Olker at Olker Photo has been giving us some great shots. Check him out. Follow him on Twitter. He's been posting some great stuff, along with Fish at the Man and lots of others, including Andrea, and I guess all the awesome people who always post awesome fish pictures. But Steve's are great, and there's the great one from last night we're using. So, Vickner, tell us about how SPAC Night 2 was, what were kind of some of your initial observations going in, the vibe, the pregame, you know, before the music started. How did that all come together?
So we went over to the Tweet Up over in Shakedown and got to meet a lot of the good people out here. And there were surprisingly a lot of people looking for tickets. And I thought that was a little bit odd. But right when we're walking in, John Landis is with us and needed a ticket. So he was able to get one right on the app. And I could have swore they were sold out earlier on the app. But he got one walking in. And the venue was super chill. Everybody's super happy. I think everybody is extremely overjoyed from night one. I thought the venue was fantastic. The people have really been good. Security's been very tough, but, you know, fair. And once you're in, I mean, we spent the night on the lawn last night, which we had a fantastic spot in the pavilion in the aisle where the security guard just let us dance. And so we're experiencing all three parts, and yesterday was the lawn. So, and I think, you know, one of the highlights, in the lawn was, you know, I like a crowd control opener, and I heard a little story, about how crowd control is when they play that and they open it, the band is giving it over to the crowd to take over. Nice. And I think the crowd and the band were in sync.
Cool. So this show kind of came on the heels of the big chalk dust from the night before. I'm sure everybody was talking about that. It's probably why people were looking for tickets a little more frantically. But, you know, surely you didn't expect that going in. So expect another one of those, I should say, going in. So how do you think they did?
I mean, I had a fantastic time at the show. We roamed around. Typically what happens on the lawn is we roam around, and I mean, the first set was great, a lot of tunes that I like to hear, and the second set we went up to the family section, and which is significantly bigger from when I brought my girls here in 2013. When we were up in the family section, I would say maybe there were like 30 families, and it was raining. But today, I mean, yesterday, there must have been, I mean, there were tents and kids and families everywhere up top.
Nice.
So we went and hung out the beginning of the second set, which was great. No Man's, and it's one of my youngest daughter's favorite songs. And our good friends have a little baby. His name is Lennon, and he's 7 months, and the kid was enjoying life. So I have three kids. I love hanging out with babies, and I got to hold him the entire Fuego. The entire Fuego. I just danced with the baby. And so Fuego was fantastic, and the light was superb, and the segue into Golden Age was fantastic. So we were on cloud nine all night.
Nice. And I should post a link to the picture of you holding the baby, because or maybe of CJ's tweet about you holding the baby, which is
really
great.
Pick that up.
But so, Vic, as I like to do sometimes, I was stirring the internet pot this morning and talking about the fourth quarter slump. just to, you know, get people riled up, and people are riled up. Do you think what's your perspective on that or feeling about that?
Are we talking about what, the last set of the set?
Yeah, exactly. Like the
last part.
Yeah, like the Taste, Horse, Silent, Julius, Stay in the Life. Did you expect something different, better at the end? I mean, how did you feel at the end?
Well, so here's the way I look at it. So after Fuego, we started going down, and we went very far page side underneath the walkway, and it's one of those feelings that you get when you're at a show where people are just find whatever spot you can and sit and enjoy. And I love Taste, so it was funny because when I'm in at a show, I very rarely remember exactly what's going on because I'm very in the moment. And it didn't seem like Taste was that short, but you know, to me, as long as it sounds good, which it does, I mean, the first half of the second set was gravy. It's still gravy from the second set last night with the chalk dust. So when I get enough deep improvisational jam, the rest of it's just a party. And I love Horse Silent. I love all riff songs. And Julius was there, but the Antelope Encore, as far as I'm concerned, brought the house down. So I expect nothing but heavy rage tonight. Party time.
Yeah, I mean, listening to the show at home, watching it at home, and I'll admit, I honestly didn't like, I had it on the screen, I didn't look at it, I just listened most of the time, and it was, I thought it was a lot of fun, and you're right about that jam that into Golden Age was terrific. I didn't think it really sagged that much in the second, or the fourth quarter, as they say. You know, Taste, I'm with you, Vic, I love Taste. Horse Silent is cool, and then the Julius rocks, and the only thing about Day in the Life is it seemed like Trey didn't know they were playing it at the very beginning. But
yeah, it was a little weird, so I don't remember. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Being there, I'm sure I would think it was weird, but you know, sometimes I'm at a show and things like that happen. I don't notice. People point it out later. So, and then
Well, you know, it's funny because every place we went, you know, we met friends. You know, we were over there, and all of a sudden we're standing next to Alex Fish at the Man and Harry, and it was great. So A Day in the Life was just ironic because I was just up raging with Baby Lennon. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the Beatles are the band that I believe Fish plays the best, or at least that I like to hear the most, because, you know, Beatles songs are typically pretty crazy, and they do them very well. So anytime there's a Beatles song played, I like it. And, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia because when I saw one of my earliest shows was Spectrum 96, and they played A Day in the Life mid second set, or maybe it was first set, I don't even know, but it was in an odd place that they never play it these days. And I was just, you know, everything about that show. So being with the Baby Lennon, and then, you know, them playing it, and again, everything rolls into it. So it's like when we got to the Julius, you know, Julius is a fun song to dance to. I mean, how can you not want to dance? And Antelope was, people were going nuts.
And I think, I mean, Steve, I personally agree, and I think Jonathan does too. Like, of course, you know, everyone wants them to jam, but you kind of have expectations that they'll do a couple awesome pieces of improv that you can go back and listen to, and the rest is just kind of gravy, you know. But there's a lot of people seemingly, not a lot of people who are there, a lot of people who are not there seemingly disappointed, which obviously there's a big difference. What were people coming out of the show after? Were people fired up as usual? Because not only was it a, you know, two solid shows, but you got one more coming up. Was it pretty celebratory vibe coming out and in the campgrounds? And
I mean, I'm out there yelling, you know, Fish sucks and they're horrible and it's don't come back tomorrow, jokingly. I didn't hear anything negative. I mean, everybody in our house, we have like 11 people here about 2 miles away. Everybody's super happy, and Fish is playing well, and we all have good seats, and we had good friends, and you know, they're playing well and they're jamming. So like, here's the thing: like, you know, every show isn't going to be 14 fantastic jams in it. It's just not. You know, is it going to be songy? I mean, they have a big catalog, you know, and it's growing. And the mic tunes, I'm really hoping that we hear "Waking Up Dead." I really think we'll probably hear like one or two of the new songs tonight, but. I also think we're going to get Tweezer Ghost and, you know, something else that's going to jam. So, So I don't know. I haven't heard any complaints, and you know, I mean, I get it on the couch. There's nothing like, I mean, I've been very in tune on the couch. Absolutely, and had a fantastic time. There's nothing like being at the show. And if you're going there with the right attitude, then you should be walking out happy. I mean, like, yes, I like to go along to the David Bowie, which was, I believe, performed spectacularly, unless I've misheard it and I'm not going back and listening to it. But I thought that, you know, the David Bowie was fantastic. The Rift was great last night. So unless I missed it, you know, maybe it wasn't great. I don't know, but I had a great time.
It's... If you had a great time, you thought it was great, then it was great.
Exactly.
You're welcome to change your opinion, but right now, it's great.
And well, I'll say one more
that's
thing.
All that matters.
It's celebratory because it's you know, my wife's 40th birthday. We've been celebrating it since Manitou, and we're going to a party soon down at Saratoga City Tavern. Fish should have been coming by to play Fluffhead for, like, they could have just come and played for, like, an hour, but their people didn't get in touch with me. But we do have the private floor. We got a whole floor to ourselves.
That's not too late. We'll get this thing out there in time for, you know, they listen to the podcast, so maybe they can show a couple instruments. So,
I don't even have to ask. I know they listen to the podcast.
Yeah. You know what? Someone just tweeted at us that they apparently teased Summertime, the Ella Fitzgerald song, and during David Bowie, and maybe that was a hint to... or a nod to us, as that's been the intro for all these quick hits, but I would say probably not, but I'd like to think it's true. Steve?
Yeah, we heard that. And Trey did a little No Man's Land in something also last night. I can't remember which one, but...
At the end of Light.
Yeah, it was fun.
Steve, I'm gonna link to the picture you got. You got the Vic meme got memorialized on a card, laminated card. Yeah. I want to link to that, because... Yeah. That's one of my favorite ones to dig up. It's pretty cool that you got. Was it cool to have your own card at the show?
Well, it's so as I understand, there's 72 of those floating around, and they are funeral cards. So, like, there's a lot of subtleties. Like, instead of RIP, it says VSD. I don't know.
I didn't see the back.
It's great. No, it's great. There and Jared and Laura. Lauren, Laura, sorry, El Sedano. They're great, you know, and it's funny. You know, I've been getting trolled all week here at the weekend at the house. So I'm just
awesome.
Constantly trolled.
It's perfect. Perfect. Well, we won't troll you anymore. Have fun celebrating Gina's birthday and tell her we said happy birthday again, even though I got to tell her I'm in too, but hope
happy
you guys
birthday.
Have a, yeah, and have a blast tonight, man.
We will. Thank you so much for having me. We're going to stretch for Tweezer right now.
Yeah, man.
So I gotta go. Peace. Love you.
surprise like fireflies illuminate our flame. Some light beam pulled you up from night's body, said clap your hands, I think your soul is free. And the silence was astounding, said the oh Lord mercy me. You know you can't stop what's coming. Oh, it's gonna drop, it's gonna fill your cup. Oh, it's gonna drop. The age of miracles. The age of sound. Well, there's a golden age. Coming round, coming round, coming round. Your happy ending, understanding all you're supposed to be. Let it move right in. Let it kiss your face. Let it sew your skin. In perpetual embrace. Like I said, love's light is laughter. Like the sun spitting happiness into the hereafter. Oh, here it comes like a natural disaster. Oh, blowing up like a ghetto blaster. Oh, here it comes. Bring it faster. Oh, here it comes. The age of miracles.
Jumping and the cotton.